Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Today, your guest host, Phil Free, is here. Phil has been using energy work since 1998. He continues to apply these techniques every day to facilitate improvement for himself, family, friends, and clients. You can tune in and benefit from it, too. Here's your guest host, Phil Free.
Hi, this is Phil Free. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm filling in for Colette today. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 a.m. live Pacific on the airwaves and in the archives of The Truth is Funny, TransformationTalkRadio.com, and at TransformationRadio.fm. And you can listen to the Higher Self Network later for these shows. So we're going to be sharing some information about energy work and about psychology today, talking about the Enneagram. And if you guys want to call in, please call in. It's 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Please call in if you have any questions or you want to shift. And today, my guest is my brother, Michael, and we are going to be talking about personality types, and we're going to be talking about shame, anger, and anxiety. Why is it that we're some of us are more prone to one than the other, and which types are prone to which? So basically, when we're looking at the Enneagram, we have nine types. That's how they divide the personalities anyway. So you could do it many different ways. So that's the way they do it. And in the nine types, we find that you can sort of bunch up these types into triads, three groups of three, that is to say. And with those groups of three, basically, you're going to find that three personality types are going to fall into issues with shame, three of them are going to fall in with anxiety, and three of them with anger. And that's not to say that the any type doesn't feel shame, anxiety, and anger, all three of them. But certain types are more prone to anxiety, certain types are more prone to anger, and certain types are more prone to shame. So we're going to get into all that. And I just want to say hello to my brother here. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning. Thanks for having me back on the show. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. So do you want to briefly give us an introduction about what out of the nine types, just which are numbered 1 through 9, which ones fit into which triad?
Yeah, so there are 9 Enneagram types. That's personality, fundamental personality types. And so you have the instinctive triad, which is that's the 8s, 9s, and 1s. Yeah, and they struggle with anger, and then the feeling triads are as 2, 3, and 4, and they tend to have the greatest imbalance with shame. And then the thinking triad is 5, 6, and 7, and their greatest imbalance is fear/anxiety.
Great. So basically, we have a caller, so we'll just take the caller now, and we'll get into the topic a little bit more. So, Carter, if you'd like to put on our caller,
Will, you're on the air on The Truth Is Funny.
Hey, Phil.
Hi, hey, Will. Michael. Hey, Will, how are you doing?
Hello, how are you doing?
Pretty good, guys. Thanks.
You have a
you're
question?
You're on point, so on point with your show here, and so I had to call in. I've got all these cool things I'm working on, but I'm absolutely horrified, horrified down to my deepest core to stand out there on my own and show the things that I've worked the hardest on.
Okay. So do you want some insights into why and some shifts into those that's not such an issue anymore?
Yes, please.
Okay. So I'm going to give my brother a little fast starter because we know each other, Will. And so my brother knows a lot about the Enneagram and the types and stuff, and he might have some insight into that. I will give him a little heads up that I do think that Will is a five, a personality type. So from your viewpoint, Michael, why do you think this is a challenge for him, or why is it typical of his number even?
So, Will, would you say that you tend to be a perfectionist?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so the Enneagram is five is known as the investigator, and they tend to be in the thinking triad. So five, then, I don't know if you think if you relate to this, or you see that you saw it coming along. You spend a lot of time trying to perfect things, and you sometimes can almost get stuck in preparation mode because you almost have a sense that you set the bar so high for yourself in terms of how much you think you should know that you almost think that's never enough. So you can kind of see yourself stuck in analysis paralysis. Does that make any sense at all?
I have to be very conscious of that danger, and I have to constantly remind myself that I need to take a step because otherwise I'll get stuck there.
Right. And
but
and
total perfectionist.
Right, and that's normal because it's natural to want to present something and put our best in it. But again, if we're always in preparation mode, we're not actually in the acting mode. If we're always preparing for the future, we kind of lose sense of the present. And how we experience greater knowledge is through actually getting our just taking a dive in. So that's one of the things I say, and I definitely have several friends that are fives, is that just be in the moment. Don't worry about what if this can be good or I have a sense that you're someone who prepares for whatever projects very deeply, and so that your material very well. Just present it, and I think people are going to find what you have to say very interesting. And don't second guess yourself. You're someone who loves to learn, who loves to do lots of hours of research. Is that correct?
Oh yeah.
Would you say almost you'd rather like not do so many things, but what you do like to the full, like you want to master something, right?
Now you're really hitting on the depth of it here, because I've worked on things and I've found that I'm really good at the things that I've worked on. But I'm not quite certain that I've found the thing that I should be putting all my effort into yet. And I'm afraid to put too much effort into something, because what if I'm wrong? What if I focus too much on something now and miss the bigger picture? So it's an interesting sort of catch-22 here.
I understand that, and that makes a lot of sense. But again, it's kind of one. It seems to be like one of these things in life. You don't always know till you've actually tried it.
Yep.
I've known people who've done very successful in their careers, but you ask them like 1 or 2 years before they ever did it, they didn't even know what it was. And it's by just diving in that you actually you experience it, and you get to really see if this is like intellectually you're engaged by this and this is your passion. But sometimes we don't know that till we actually dive in. Does that make any sense?
Mm. Very much.
Well, so are you finding this information helpful?
Quite.
Will. Good, good.
Thank you.
If you're Hey, well, I'll just jump in here because if as far as just tuning into the energy aspect of things, I mean, I would say that everything that my brother was saying felt accurate, and that specifically just to you, I was just going to clear some of the energy of these past anxious feelings and anxieties about the future, anxiety about unveiling your plans, revealing yourself ultimately. So we're just going to strengthen you to all those things, get you a little bit more balanced with yourself, or get you in balance with yourself when it comes to this. And when you think about those things, it'll just roll right off you, or you just either do it or don't do it. It won't be such a thing you have to think about or stress over, whether you want to reveal yourself or reveal your plans or not. And we're just going to shift a little bit of the dynamic in your family from your childhood and stuff, and just the feeling of not being heard and all that stuff. So we're just going to shift you to that. I mean, obviously we can't change the past, but we shift the way you feel about it. That's what we're going to do. So how do you feel now, Will?
8.5.
As in 8.5 out of 10?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's just see if we can get you a 10 out of 10 in the sense of feeling great, if that's what you want to feel. Yeah, let's just get you strong. We only got a couple minutes up before a break, but any other particular advice for fives, Michael?
Yeah, I know for like fives too, they find a lot of confidence in the knowledge that they know. And I think that just know that's your key strength. Know that I'm sure whatever you choose to do, you're going to do it. You're going to do it very well, very thoroughly. So just have that confidence to always be open to new information, and that you're going to figure out what your true best core competency is by just going out there and try it. That's how we learn, through experience.
Okay, so I just have to shut up and go do it.
Part of it. So at the same time, you know, from the energy standpoint, we're not going to tell you to shut up. We're just going to say get neutral to all the anxious feelings that come through. I mean, you're going to feel them for a moment, but then decide, am I going to believe this thought or this feeling, or am I going to just move on from it? We need to hit a break here, but I want to say thanks for calling in, Will, and you know, obviously call back in the future if you want to.
Thank you, guys. I needed to hear this. Take care.
Thanks for the call. Take care.
All right, take care. All right, we're going to hit a break. We'll be back after this.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst?
Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Hi, we are back on The Truth is Funny. I am Phil Free, filling in for Colette today. My guest is Michael Deliage. And before we continue, can you share your contact information with our audience?
Yes, my email is m_DELEAGE@yahoo.com.
Great. And if anybody wants to have a session with me or ask a question, they can email me at whatphil@hotmail.com. That's whatphil@hotmail.com. And if anybody wants to call into the show, the phone number here is 1-800-930-2819. We have another caller, and Carter, if you put on Marie here.
Yeah, Marie, you're on the air on The Truth is Funny.
Hello, thank you.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm well, thanks. I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
I'm in a relationship, but I'm really quite anxious about some physical aspects, and I'm not so sure whether I'm, you could say, physically attracted enough, without going into some other details, in order to really have a long partnership with the man that I'm currently with. And I'm
okay, well,
tormented by it.
Sorry,
because
go on.
I don't want to continue further with being unsure, but I can't yet make up my mind.
Okay, so let's just get you, how much is this problem or how much is the concern bothering you right now? On a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being
eight.
The most. 7 or 8. Okay.
Yeah, it's just 7.
All right. So, okay, that's fine. All right. So, concerned about the physical attraction. So, let's get you strong to everything you're attracted to, just the entire pattern of what you're attracted to and what you're not attracted to, physical and non-physical. And we're just going to shift your energy to all that. So, just get you neutral to be clear with yourself about all the things you're attracted to, all the things you're not attracted to, and then some things you may be kind of attracted to, but also kind of repulsed by at the same time. So sometimes that happens. So we just want to get you neutral to all the different sensations and feelings that come when it comes to attraction, okay? And then as far as this particular case, again, it's not for me and not about giving advice. It's just getting your energy neutral and strong so that you can make the decision you want to make and feel good about it, right? So
right.
For you, what I do is I get you strong to either possibility. I get you strong to whether you choose, you know, to do nothing, or whether you choose to break up, or whether you choose to continue the relationship, whatever you want to do. So just kind of strengthen you to all those possibilities, all right? And right now, a lot of it's about your own self-doubt that you have. And also, this energy of, like, sort of giving up sometimes, like, oh, like, is it time to give up on what I want or something like that. So it just strengthens you to all that. I mean, you can give up or you can not give up. That's up to you. Like I said, it's you know, you make the choices. I level your energy. So we're just, you know, strengthening you to all of this. So I'm just going to ask you quickly now on a scale of 0 to 10, when you get in touch with this issue or this concern, how much does it bother you right now?
Unfortunately, still around the same.
Okay, still around the same. I got it. It's okay. It's okay. You don't need to put a judgment around that. That's okay. You said unfortunately. Yeah, it's not unfortunate. It's just what it is. So we're just going to get neutral to whether it's the same or it's different. And what I'm noticing is you're overthinking the situation right now. So, you know, with this energy work, we keep it really simple. You know, we ask a question and we use our feeling to get a response. We use our intellect to form the question. We use our feeling to get the response. So you can do that with yourself. If you're not sure of your feeling or if you're not asking the proper question, then that could be your weakness. So let's just strengthen you to both of those things. And then let's strengthen you to connect the question and the feeling. So right now you're also not neutral to receiving the answers for yourself. So let's just strengthen you to, so you're putting a lot of emphasis on all this. So right now, I mean, just keep it simple is all I would say, you know, just be honest with your feelings about things. You can ask a question to yourself. Okay. Do I really love this person? You know, something like that, is it a 10 out of 10 or is it is it a 5 out of 10? Do I love them? So even that, I mean, and then you want to proceed with a 5 out of 10, you know, that's up to you. I mean, you can, a lot of people do, but it's up to you whether you want to or not. And is that fair to the other person? Are they giving you a 5 out of 10? Or are they giving you a 10 out of 10? Or whatever, you know what I mean? So you just get yourself neutral to, you want to match. I mean, for a long-term situation, I assume that you probably want a strong match. And for a strong match, we just want people to be giving an equal and receiving an equal amount with each other. So if you and him can give to each other the way you want to give to each other and give inequality to each other and receive inequality to each other, you know, it'll probably be more enjoyable than if you can't. So if he wants to give more to you or you want to give more to him or if he wants to give less or you want to give less, it's going to be a tough, it's not going to be a very balanced situation. It's going to be hard. So it's just going to strengthen you to decide to see the situation for what it is. Be honest with your feelings. Be honest with his feelings. That he can be honest with his feelings with you and with himself. All right, so let's just get you neutral to all these possibilities. I know, Michael, you often deal with just couples and things, although we haven't gotten into her personality type. Is it just based on her fear? Is there any piece of advice that you would give?
I would say that, like, you probably put a lot of depth and responsibility and care in your relationships. And you are you do you have a big fear of letting people down?
It could be, but you see, like, emotionally things are good between us. It's just for me the physical aspect that kind of.
Yeah, the chemistry.
Okay, let's just get you strong. Okay, I mean, go ahead, Michael. You could go ahead, but I'll jump. I'll do this silently. Go ahead.
Okay, so could I ask you a couple of questions about just because sometimes the personality also kind of tells us about who we are and as a whole. Could I ask you? Do you mind if I ask you a couple of questions about you and him?
Okay, sure.
Are you energized by being around people? Or do you really recharge with your alone time?
Combination of both.
You kind of feel you're in the middle, right? What would you say about him?
I mean, probably similar. I mean, he also likes his time by himself and to recharge. So I'm kind of, we're probably both kind of introverts by nature.
Okay. Would you say that go ahead. Please go ahead.
Yeah, it's like, it's everything, I mean, with our personalities and things are really a good match, but it's just kind of like, can I live with a lifetime with not necessarily having pleasure in a way that I would want? That's
right.
Like, so that's why for me, I kind of separate
right.
those two things. But
yeah.
Maybe I'm
I know, right. I understand. I get that. I wonder also, are you someone who kind of puts your heart on your sleeve? Like, you really let people know how you feel and things like that. You're a pretty open person. Would you say that? At least with the people close in your life?
With the people close to me, yes.
And would you say that is he kind of more a cerebral, reserved type, or would you say he's also very open with his feelings, or is he more like reserved and cerebral?
We're both kind of similar in this respect. We open up to people we're close to.
Okay. Does he open up in a more intellectual way, or do you feel like he kind of opens up in an emotional way?
Both.
Okay. So a lot of times, too, what I see is that when there's also a physical thing, one of the things that also hinders it is also the sometimes couples have an issue, and based on exactly how they express their love or that physical touch is also sometimes an issue of like intimacy, and how one views of intimacy might differ from another. And sometimes there's a miscommunication in that, and that can affect that like physical part of a relationship. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah, I guess so, except I just see these things as like kind of fixed things that just can't really be changed. And so that it's...
All right, so let's just strengthen you to that. All right, so let's just get you neutral, Marie, to the physical attraction, whether there's there, and then the physicality of the relationship. Let's just strengthen that. So even with energy, things can be improved, things can change, perception can change, sexual acts can change, all that. So... we're just going to get you neutral to all that. So, again, I mean, for you, it's like it just that's part of the relationship thing, and you're feeling guilty and ashamed and shallow somehow, and it just gets you neutral to all those things, okay? Attraction is part of relationship
okay.
as well. I mean, it's not the only step. It's not the only thing, but it's one of the things. So, I mean, in an ideal relationship, not everybody gets the ideal relationship, but in an ideal relationship, you know, we would have the full package. We would have the personality things going on. We would have the physical attraction. The physicality would be good. All of that. It would be all these aspects of the relationship would be strong. So if it's not strong for you, you know, that you can't, if that's something that you can't live without, or that's, you know, just get yourself neutral to it. It's okay. Just look for something that is, or look for somebody, or don't look for somebody. But either way, it's just be neutral to where you are and your feelings. Right now you're judging yourself, and you're judging the fact that you
yeah.
want to be more attracted, you want to have more this, that, whatever. So let's just get you strong to all that. It's like you don't need to judge yourself so much, and holding on also to situations that you don't feel strong to is not the best thing either. We do have to hit a break really
yeah.
soon here. I do want to ask you before we go, if on a scale of 0 to 10, though, how are you feeling?
Then I'm now at a 5. So it's getting better.
5. Well, keep listening to the show if you want. We will continue to offer insights on all of this. If you want to hang on over the break, you can. We can work on you more afterwards if you want to. Otherwise, you know, we'll talk to you some other time, okay? It's up to you. But we got
to
hit a break right now.
You can
and
see whether you have time or not. Yep. Thank you.
Okay, great.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. All right, Carter, thank you. And we're ready for the break. Thanks. And sorry it's taking so long. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Hi, I'm Phil Free. You're listening to Truth is Funny. And we're back to make some more shift happen. If anybody else wants to call in, we have some time to take another caller. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Also, I just want to mention that if you want to connect with Colette, you can find her at thetruthisfunny.com. And she's got all kinds of good stuff on there. She does paintings and she has energetic correcting cards as well. So you can also find her on social media if at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Or you can email her at info@thetruthisfunny.com. If you have any questions for her, and she'll be back next Wednesday at 8 a.m. Make some more shifts happen. So I wanted to follow up on what we were talking about there with the caller, Marie, with my brother here. He was asking some of those questions, and I asked him over the break what the purpose of those questions were, and I'd like him to share that with the audience here. So, Michael, go ahead, and what is it you were trying to find out, and why?
So, the reason I was trying to find out their letters is that in particular cases, especially when a feeler and a thinker are dating or together, is that their sense of intimacy, whether it's emotional or let's say her issues with physical intimacy, is very different. So generally, like a thinker experience of intimacy or checking in with that might just say, okay, how does this feel? What position should we try? Is this better? Is this worse? And they kind of look at that for that. But for a feeler, that doesn't at all they have a feeling they're just going down a list of like to do's and not to do's. And they're looking for a lot more positive affirmation because for them, that more emotional support is a lot more important. So I was trying to also see if there was. So it wasn't just a physical attraction, but also how each person in the couple kind of explains and experiences intimacy. And when the two people have different ways of experiencing intimacy, then that there can be kind of like a lack of chemistry in that way. If that makes sense.
Right. So, yeah, I think a lot of people, and even her, maybe been struggling to understand, like, why you're asking those questions or where you're going and not seeing maybe the connection with the questions and her issue. But I do, and I don't know if the callers get it based on what you just said. But, yes, if I could sum it up in different words, just, yeah, that thinkers and feelers will often view intimacy differently. And so, like, whereas maybe a thinker might want to talk about something, that'll actually turn off the feeler to talk about that thing or something like that, because the person feels like they're not being read or something like that, or it's not romantic or something of that nature. And maybe it works the other way around, too, or the other person may not, the thinker may not, may think the other person's not competitive enough or something like that. So, there's all kinds of things that go with that. Of course, it could be maybe, you know, I don't know. We didn't get all the details in her case, but obviously, perhaps, it is just purely, perhaps communication is there, but just like the act isn't pleasurable or whatever it is. So, getting, that's going to happen in life too. That's what I was trying to say to her. That's what I was saying to her, is just getting you neutral. If you're still listening, Murray, to how you feel about physicality. And, if this is an important part of relationships for you, that, you acknowledge it for yourself and, either you make this decision to stay with this person or you find something that some arrangement that suits you too, or you stop with this person. So whatever it is, you just get yourself neutral to these possibilities. And right now it's just like you're limiting your beliefs, and a lot of people do that. So we really want to be neutral. When we get neutral, it's actually easier to attract what we want. That's something that people sort of don't understand with the energy of things, is a lot of times people think, oh, this is some sort of magic spell where it's like, we just sort of use our magic to will what we want into being. And that's not really the nature of this, at least the way I learned this energy work. And the way I apply it is, get myself neutral, be clear in my head and my heart what my preference is, but be neutral to the various possibilities. So get neutral in a sense, like be prepared as best I can be mentally and otherwise, emotionally, physically, for the best case scenario, the worst case scenario, and anything in between. And the more prepared I am to handle any situation, the more I find that my preferred outcome is the one that manifests. So that's what I'm encouraging to listeners. It's not to be afraid of what we don't want, but to actually get neutral to it. So we have more callers actually coming in. So we're going to take the next caller, Cindy from Kelowna.
Cindy,
we're ready for her.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi. Can we help you out with? Good morning. Can we help you out with? Yeah. Good morning. How are you, Cindy?
I'm doing well, and I'm thrilled to be able to speak with you. I want to talk with you about something that seems to be very concerning to me, and I want to pass through it and come out on the other side in a good place. So I recently relocated halfway across the country. Following my intention to follow my intention, my intuition, and my guidance for part two of my life. And I recently had a really strong, intense bout of anxiety about moving forward. What feels right to me or in alignment with my guidance is to do purposeful, meaningful livelihood, like to be able to create that. And I recently went on a job interview, and now I find myself in this place where I'm just struck with, like, I don't really want to have a job, but I want to also do what's the best option for me in terms of moving forward and having a purposeful and meaningful livelihood. So I'm just wondering if you have any suggestions or thoughts about how that might manifest for me.
Sure. Sure. And how much has this concern been bothering you on a 0 to 10 scale? How
much does it bother you now? Probably about 8. I'm okay, at 8 right now. In my anxiety, it was over 10.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, I'm also just going to use my intuition here. And
Okay, you mentioned anxiety. That word really, really jumped out when you said it. So again, the anxiety triad, since we're talking about that, are the 5, 6, and 7. Okay, so you jump out immediately as a 6 to me. And
okay.
A 5, 6, and 6s struggle a lot of times with self-doubt, and they want reinforcement from their group around them to sort of validate that they're doing the right thing. Like, oh, well, you know, if everybody around me does it, then it must be good. And so if I do it, I'll be good by association kind of thing.
Yeah.
So can you relate to that?
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Okay. And Michael, any particular advice for a 6 here who has some anxiety issues about, you know, where to move forward, where to go in life here?
Yeah, I would say... I think you're someone who's very, it seems to me that you're someone who's very committed to the people in your lives and to whatever you dedicate yourself to. But, and you've had a heart, and maybe, I don't know if you've experienced that, you feel like you've done a lot of things to please others and not necessarily yourself. Is that, would you say that's true?
Yes, I would.
I would say, one of the things is that, like, at the end of the day, there's nothing wrong with being likable and to please people like that, but the world's going to benefit from the best the person that you can be, and you're the only person who can be you. And then so a lot of times, you know, you'll see a lot of people go down this career or even, like, marry this person or move there to please someone else because they want to be liked, they want to belong. But at the end of the day, that's never really going to fulfill you, is it? Like,
okay.
You know, we're... So just to just say it's okay to, like, it's just okay to chase your own dreams and to and chase your own passions. The world will benefit benefit greatly when you're, like, at your full potential, really pursuing, what you're passionate about. And if people are negative about it, well, that's their issue. That's not your issue. And that's my 2 cents.
And I would just say as a 6, too, if you're going to find a career, if you do get into any career, I mean, things that the 6s are usually stronger is something social. I mean, don't isolate yourself in an office where you work alone, you know. 6 have quite good social skills in general. So make sure you work something where you deal with people. I mean, that will fit your strength.
Okay. Super.
All right. How do you feel on 0 to 10 scale? Good.
Now I'm out of 5.
Great. All right. I'm glad we can bring it down anyway. Let's see. Anything particularly still come up as a bother or a worry at this moment?
I feel like in my third eye, it's like something is still, like, it doesn't feel like it's moving forward. I feel like I'm blocking myself in some way from seeing where I could go or what might be an option for me.
Okay, so let's just strengthen everything you associate with your third eye, the vision, the intuitive.
Okay.
For people who don't know, that's the pineal gland area. So we're just going to strengthen you to all that. And since we are hitting a break, I mean, and we have other callers, I'm just going to encourage you to listen to the rest of the show and call in next time. And obviously, if you have any other questions, you can also email us.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling, Cindy.
Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. We're going to hit a break, and we'll be back to make some more shift happen, and it looks like we have more callers after the break, so hang on, and we'll take on the callers.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Hey, this is Phil Free, filling in for Colette Stephan today. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're just going to speed through this because we have still two callers and just a little bit of time left here. So before we get the caller, I just want to say this is how it helps to combine this right there with that last woman. As she said the word anxiety, and I immediately just look into the anxiety triad. Is she one of those three personalities? And then out of those three personalities, you know, it's the 5, 6, and 7 when it comes to the Enneagram types. You know, I know what those personalities demonstrate. I know that what a 5 tends to act like, a 6 and a 7. So, I mean, it was very quick to, once I knew which triad she was in, oh, that's an anxiety triad right there. It was very quick to identify her as a 6. So you guys can all get that quick at it if you guys want. If you guys study all this stuff and do some energy work and learn about this Enneagram stuff, it's really helpful. All right, we're going to take Rome, the next caller here.
Rome, hi. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. Hi, hello, gentlemen.
Hi, is there something we can help you with today?
Hello.
Yes, please. I have some basic fundamental blocks on, I would say, trust and respect, and a lot in life with the male species of humans, just in yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just so the way like things have, the way things happen.
So you basically you want to have you not have issues with men in general, and not be worried about trust and respect. That just not be a, those are just givens. They're not a factor anymore.
Well, yes, but it's also working with animals and seeing the way that we humans tend to dominate and force our will upon animals. It seems to be even, I don't know. It seems to be even more so with our male species, the same way in nature.
Okay,
from my regard, but it's kind of translating into every aspect of my life. Probably about an 8, too.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask next. Okay, so it's bothering you about an 8. Okay, so from my experience, you know, I'm just going to strengthen you to
what I notice. And what I notice is just going to get your male and female in balance with each other. So right now, it's your own personal male and female can be stronger. There you go. So right now, they've been fighting each other too long. Let's get them in harmony with each other within yourself. So, yes, when there's an inward peace between your male and female, then it'll be much easier to manifest it externally as well, right? When you're fighting, the male and female are fighting inside you, it's like that's all you're going to see about the world. You know, you're just going to see how, you know, there's destruction among the male and the female species and all this. And so we're just going to strengthen you that. So right now, we're just going to strengthen also your perspective, okay? So right now, it's like, you know, being a female, it's more normal anyway that you might tend to look at it more from the female perspective in a sense. So let's just get you that you can look at it from both perspectives, just equally, male and female, and that you can see both perspectives and that you get neutral to all the different roles, if you like, that sexes often take on, whether it's like you said in the animal kingdom or in the, or you, there you go with the kingdom, in the animal world, or whether it's in the human world, or obviously the world that shares all these things together, which is the one that we live in. So let's just get neutral to that. Let's get, so like, yeah, I even caught myself right there, because you're right, even in our language, we use words like animal kingdom, which implies, you know, male dominance. So let's just get ourselves neutral to that. A lot of this is from our own society that we grew up in, and that was sort of a slip on my behalf, but that's just the common word that our society uses. So obviously we don't have to. I was able to find a different one afterwards. So that's just part of us. We can all reprogram ourselves too. So part of it is reprogramming. What I just did right there with myself, you can do that with yourself too. You can sort of reprogram your own language. So see if like you are speaking in a male-dominated way too. And maybe that's upsetting your female side.
Yeah.
Maybe just changing the language within yourself will shift that. And if you look at other languages, like, you know, obviously other Latin-based languages, you know, Spanish, Italian, French, they all have masculine and feminine nouns, right? So it's pretty balanced in the language. Some words are masculine, some are feminine and all that. So we get a little bit. In this language, everything, in English, it's more, you know, everything is just, the nouns don't have a male or female aspect to them that we know of. So it's not as ingrained in our culture, like the same way it is in certain other cultures, just based on their language. So for you, just get your strong to your language, okay? We don't have too much time here, and so I'm just going to ask you on a scale of 0 to 10, how are you feeling now about this concern with men and trust and respect?
2 and getting more neutralized every moment. Excellent.
Okay, great. So the last thing I'm going to have you do is just imagine, just for a moment, and this is not something that you have to do for a long time, but just imagine for a moment being in a harmonious relationship or being surrounded even by men who have your respect and you have their respect, and there's no threat of physical violence, or there's absolutely no concern of safety whatsoever. Can you even imagine that in your head?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so let's just strengthen you to that. So that being your reality from here forward, or at least moving closer to that reality with every day, okay? So let's just strengthen that for you. Oh, great. Well, I'm going to let you go here because we have one more caller and only a couple more minutes of show. So please call in next time if you want, or contact one of us if you want to via email.
Thank you so much. All the best.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye. All right, we'll take the last caller here.
All right, Colette, you're on the air on The Truth Is Funny.
Hi, Phil. Hi, Michael.
Wow.
Hello.
I just wanted to say thank you so much.
Go for it.
I just wanted to say thank you so much for, you know, all this knowledge. Like, I've been integrating this into a lot of my energetic shifts with my clients. And, you know, Phil and I have been working together for 10 years now. And I find that when we work together, we quite often use this information to empower people faster. But right now I'm working on my layer 4 manual for my Call to Dance program. And I had a woman by the name of Kelly Lydick on my show last week. And she was talking about how to empower your dreams to share information with you that would be helpful.
And since then, I've been having like these really cool dreams because I've been wanting to understand what did Nikola Tesla really mean by the 369?
Right.
Why?
You're going to have to get to it because we got 2 minutes left. So yes, you had a Nikola Tesla dream here. Shout out to Nikola Tesla. What did you discover?
Yeah. And I just want to say it was so cool because if you take the numbers of the personalities, they all go 369, 369, 369 when reduced to a single digit. And then the 3, 6, and the 9, the 3 controls what they would call numbers from God's footprint, 147, and 6258, and 369 is separate, and then they all add up to 9. And that's how we are all these different personalities. None of them, every single one of these personalities is important in the scheme of things. None is better than the other. We're all one. So it's really cool.
Right.
I sent you the information. So.
Yeah, you did, and I took a look at that. In fact, I was just going to encourage you to, is there a place, would you post it on like Facebook, or is it somewhere on one of your sites where the listeners can see what you just said? Because you went through that pretty fast, but it is kind of fascinating to look at it when you see it on paper.
Yeah, I know you're a Tesla
Would you post
fan.
It to your Facebook or something? Would you post it
yeah,
to your
I
Facebook,
could do
or
that.
Is it already on there? So why don't you do that, and everybody who's curious.
This is for my upcoming manual, but I'd be happy to. I sent you that. You could, we can share that. Yeah, it's fascinating.
Sure. Well, cool.
Yeah,
well,
I
want to thank Michael
for being
on.
I'm kind of a nerd, so.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, so that was a little shout-out to Tesla 369. If anybody doesn't know, look into that. He was a big proponent of the numbers 3, 6, and 9, and here's Colette validating some of that. Basically,
and
we're out of time.
A shout out to Kelly Lydick for all her corrections around dreams, right? Because it actually came to me in a dream, and I got up, I wrote it down, and emailed it to you so I wouldn't lose it.
There you go. Shout outs all around. All right. We're out of time. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for listening. And we'll make some more shift happen next time.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.